It's the Catechin. Brian Griffin, a cultured, quick-witted intellectual, is known for his love of literature, fine wines, and lively philosophical debates. With a knack for blending charm and humor, he often finds himself at the center of any conversation worth having. His passion for the written word and his relentless pursuit of knowledge set him apart as one of the most beloved characters in the hit TV series Family Guy. And oh, did we mention? He's a proud graduate of Brown University. It seems today that all you see is Mark Stoops at Jeff Ruby's and Cats on TV. Kentucky beats Brown 88-54. Fellas, how we feeling?
Get that basketball back, man. That's a long 10 days, and that intro is perfect. So thank you for that. No, but good that. I mean, they, you know, 34-point win, end of conf, out of the, onto the SEC, and, you know, I mean, not a lot to say about it. At least they, you know, bounce back. It's better than losing.
Yeah, this is how I want to feel after a game like this. And likewise, it's good to have the Cats playing again. That layoff was much too long, and eager to get SEC play started soon.
Yeah, with the 10-day break, I feel like after coming off a loss like that especially, it could really go one of two ways. Either you can come out just ice cold because you haven't been playing real reps of basketball since then, or you can come out the way they did today and see it as a get-right game and get geared up for Florida. And we've seen it go both ways as Kentucky fans, but real happy with this one.
Yeah, no, they played well. You know, they still – a lot of stuff to still work on, but you got a lot of guys some playing time, balanced scoring throughout. I mean, you know, they got their, you know, almost the 30 three-point shots that they've been, you know, aiming for, shot well, 50%. Still missed a few layups, but, I mean, I did want to say, it got erased a little bit because the second half got crazy, but they out-rebounded Kentucky pretty heavy early on in the game. It was bad. It was crazy they were still even, like, I can't remember what, I'll have to look, but the first half box was not friendly to the Cats on the board, so that'll be something I'll have to look at, but other than that, I feel like they did a good job.
Do you think we don't rebound very well because in practice we straight up don't miss?
Yep.
That's got to be it. Otherwise, you know, I
don't
think it's
do
also
it.
We don't offensive Easy rebound solution. Very well because, yeah, just make your shots. There won't be rebounds, right? Let's see.
Although the other team misses, so we should probably rebound those.
Perhaps, you know, I mean, let's look.
They ended
yeah,
up rounding into shape, though, at the end of it, started running away with it.
Oh, for sure. It was just there was a snapshot where I think they had hit or got like 4 or 5 attempts on one possession. Brown did, and they just kept. It seemed like they were the aggressor to the ball a few times, but it did get corrected, like you say. So, not that big of a deal.
Yeah, even into the first half or into the second half, we had 19 in that half. They had 14, but we were still. So let's see. We had 10 first half. They had 21.
Yeah. See, I mean, that's a huge difference in rebounding.
Huge.
A double
Huge
up by anybody's
difference.
Crazy.
Yeah, and we still ended up 6 down, but
much better in the second half there.
Thing that sticks out is the points off turnovers, because we were getting after them today. They had a lot of, I guess you could call it unforced errors, but I mean it had to round out eventually, right? Because Ben, you'd said multiple times that we weren't getting non-steal turnovers.
Yeah.
That feels kind of like a luck stat of just having
well,
the other team throw it out of bounds.
I think to some extent it's just the way you defend, what you decide to give them and take away from them, what kind of pressure you put on them. I mean, sometimes, yeah, it is when they throw the ball out of bounds, when they're not paying attention and you know have a pass that just sails past somebody. But some of that is travels and shot clock violations and all sorts of stuff too. So I'd love to hear Pope's take on why that stat is the way it is.
Well, too bad you're hearing ours.
Yeah.
The 14 steals definitely helped. You know, 33 fast break. That, yeah, that's exactly what they need to do is get out and run like that. Just opens everything else up because 23 turnovers for us. That's pretty crazy. We only have 5 ourselves. Yeah.
My standout for the game is it seems that Amari Williams is fully ingratiating himself into the team right now, because I think this was his best game as a Cat so far.
Yeah. What did you like that stood out the most to you? Was it the defense? Was it just his effort level? Was it?
He was finally So if you had told me a few games ago, like, hey, do you want Amari Williams running down the court with the ball on a fast break? I would have said, no, that sounds like a horrible idea because I've seen it, and I don't think that it's very good. But he was finishing today.
Yeah.
And he was getting after it. He was dishing it out. He was actually taking guys off the dribble to get to the rim there like that. And we've seen it not go so well. And this isn't, you know, this ain't your dad's Brown team. This team had some athletes. This is a good team.
We had a couple players for sure. It's a top half of college basketball type team. They'll fight for the Ivy League title. They'll be top four for sure.
They get Kansas Hell too for a half. Almost kind of like us, where they stuck around for the first half and then the other team starts to pull away.
I think it was they had, was it Lewis? I think Lewis in their game again. I could be wrong on this, but I think one of their better players, it wasn't Lily, I know that, but I think it was Lewis against Kansas, got picked up two early fouls, and that's kind of around the time that Kansas took off on him. It was a pretty tight game until that point. He got the same couple fouls today, but I don't think it ended up mattering, and they hung around for that first half and then obviously, you know, run away with it in the second half a little bit, but they're a tough team.
They beat Rhode Island, right?
Did they?
They did.
Rhode Island's good.
They were one of the last undefeateds, that's for sure.
Two things that stood out to me in this game are that nobody had more than two fouls, which is great. I know we've struggled with that some recently, especially being down it's nice that our guards aren't getting into foul trouble, and we only had five turnovers this game, which is a great improvement.
How many do we have a bunch against Ohio State? We did, right? It was like 16 or something. I can't remember how many it was. I don't know what I'm saying. No, let's look.
I will say one thing I didn't like about the game was, one, I don't love that Ortega seems to be liking these long twos still. Not
I've complained about it
shot.
Every game. And he's good for two a game, no matter what. He's going to take them. And it's just a head-scratcher. He misses them 75% of the time.
I think it's worse when he makes them, because then he'll just take more. And I'm like, let's take a plea.
Do you remember they used to get on Josh Smith about that? Like, but it was about taking threes and not twos. Like, it's weird how it's definitely flipped, because he had a whole season when he played for the Hawks, and he was like, he would take a three just to, like, do it because they told him not to. But it is funny that now it's like, don't shoot the midi at all.
Coming into this game, Ortega OA 9 for 32 on long twos.
Hell yeah.
28%. 2 to 3. I mean, I'd rather you. His three point percentage is better.
It's just funny how passionate you are about it. I hope he keeps taking a couple minutes. Keep him on
his toes. Every single time, I just throw my hands up.
And yet, 9 of those times, you're like, damn, straight cash. He nailed it.
No, I'm pretty sure Ben was still pissed.
Oh, I am. Every time. I think I would be pissed if he had missed that. It's the same way people feel about some player with just like a heat check, terrible three, but it goes in, and you're like, I'm not mad, but I would be. And that's a terrible shot if he misses. But
yeah,
if he
Steph
makes
Curry
it,
ruined a generation of basketball.
He did not, number one. We're not giving him that right now. He did not. Taking all these trash-ass shots is what ruined basketball. It's not a bad shot for him, but it's a bad shot for everybody else.
The long twos like that. Go ahead.
Also on the long two train, Lamont Butler 3 for 12, 25% on the season. Kobe Brea 3 for 15, 20%. I mean, it's terrible.
What designates a long two?
I have no idea.
Okay, because any mid range, like, you can't take all the mid range shots. I mean, they want to, but you shouldn't.
Buddy, I don't even like floaters.
I like floaters only if they go in. I'll qualify that in a useful way.
Anything. So you've heard, everyone's heard of the no-no yes shot.
Yeah.
Right? Anything that's not a three or two is a no-no, and it goes in. I'm like, still no, though. Like,
oh,
like
come
that.
On, man.
Don't do that.
No, it can't be like that. It goes in. You can't just take layups and threes.
You're about to say it goes in most of the time. It does not.
No, I'm not saying it goes in most of the time. I'm not saying it does. I'm saying, like, but you have to, like, I feel like you can't just not shoot those shots. I feel like sometimes you're going to have to take those shots, and maybe not all the time, but two a game's fine.
If you're not Kawhi Leonard, do not shoot the mid-range. I know ball.
Okay.
Trust me.
You know, I mean,
Jackson
you're not
Robinson. Jackson 60% on long twos. Jackson can take them. I may not like it. I may wish he'd take a different shot, but he's at least hitting them at a rate that is like, all right, yeah, that's.
Jackson's got a lot of Kawhi in his game. I've always said this.
He has. Okay.
Love you, Jackson.
Don't wish that brittle bone syndrome on Jackson. Come on now.
Jackson, he's a fun guy. Obviously,
but he's not
he loves the game of basketball.
He doesn't even know where you're sitting right now, bro.
Anyways, Brown.
That was pretty good.
I
put that on
video
the soundboard.
Bro.
Put the laugh on the soundboard.
So, Travis Perry hit a three?
You mean the loudest pop that Rupp's heard in like 300 years? Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Brayden, you were particularly excited about that because you're always saying that he plays the right way and stuff like that. You're like, no, that's a real ball player right there.
A real lunch pail guy, you know. Hard hat. One of the people, you know. Sneaky athletic. Real cerebral. All the things. No, I don't say that, but man, people are excited.
Last one out of the gym.
First one there. Yeah, he'd probably paint the back porch at the same time. I don't know, man. That's cool. I'm glad he got some PT, hit a couple shots. Did we? Right now.
Brandon Garrison hit a three.
Did he really?
Sure did.
Did he?
It was awesome.
I thought he didn't. I thought he had a toe on the line. He sure? No, there it is.
He did. He did. Sure did.
You guys,
that's
a toe
great,
no ball.
He also said Jackson Robinson and Kawhi Leonard. So, like, you're on, like, a bit of a, like.
It's the same picture.
Trent Noah 2 for 2 from three, and they were quick. I mean, they looked good. I was happy to see him hit them, but also happy to see no hesitation at all in his shot. Looked good, and again, the loudest pops in the arena of the day.
That first, yeah, that Travis Perry shot. That place got nutty loud. It was,
yeah, it's the Kentucky kids, you know. That's
yeah, no, for
is.
Sure. And I'll be, I mean, obviously not the greatest day for Colin, but you know, one thing I did like is he did go put up some shots, you know. I mean, he's got to get in there and
yeah.
get some rhythm, man. I feel like he's been kind of sporadic because, like, even when he's been in, he's kind of been a, you know, a Tony Snell putting up the club trillion, you know, that type of stuff. But
yeah,
he got some
and,
shots in, missed them, got some rebounds. Or, yeah, he got rebounds. I think he had an assist or two.
Three assists and a steal.
There you go. So he had meaningful play things. Didn't hit any of his shots, but I think that'll come with time.
He had one where it was a breakaway, and he went in for the layup, but he went under the basket to try to basically put it in behind him, and that got blocked. It wasn't a great look, and I was like, that's the AAU in them still. Like, that's
yeah.
the most AAU style layup I've seen, and it's like you're not getting those shots off right now, but.
No, yes.
But he'll figure it out.
He'll be fine. Yeah, he'll be all right. Carr, did he hit the 1-3? Yeah, he had the 1-3, but it was nice to see that one go down.
Yeah, there's been a lot of Carr criticism, too, on him hesitating, him pump faking instead of shooting. And so it's nice to see him. I think he had a couple attempts, but also nice to see him hit one.
Does he take tough twos? I want to know what's the tough two report now. I got to know.
Let's see.
Because
Andrew Carr, long twos. He's taken more than Owe, but he's hit like double. He's a 44%er.
So what percentage is the cutoff to where you can't take him no more?
Well, so for me, it's if Torvik shows it in green or red, is really the.
Okay.
And I don't know where that breakpoint is, but.
Is he green or is he red? We can.
He's green.
Okay. All right.
Maybe I'm a little tougher because my line is if you're not Kawhi or Jackson, but we've been over this.
Same player.
Also green, Ansley, but he's only taken 2 for 4. Colin Chandler, 1 for 1 on long twos. I want him only taking long twos as long as that trend continues.
Only taking long twos. That's terrible.
Some would say the heir to the Kawhi Leonard throne, Colin Chandler. Some would say.
It's
not
similar.
Me, but.
You calling him a white claw?
Oh, what a great name.
Was that not Ben? Well, he doesn't know why dude's playing defense, probably. That's why. Damn, I'm a, if oh my god, you just wait, bro. This stuff's not been used in City League. Watch out, Citrus Heights, California. It's on, dog.
Colin Chandler, aka Seltzer.
NIL for the Mormon kid. Let's get it.
I'm sure that'd go over great.
Go over like a nice cool seltzer at the end of a hard day.
Hey,
all right? That's how
he is
over.
one of the only freshmen who's of age in the country.
Taj Gibson did that too, but he wasn't Mormon. It's mostly Mormons and Taj Gibson. I don't know why Taj Gibson was a 21 freshman, but he was. Probably with SATs or something.
He took the victory lap in high school. Took a victory lap year.
the original reclass times two.
I didn't fail. I reclassified.
How does that happen, by the way? Like, maybe I'm dumb, but like, how do you just say, like, oh, yeah, never mind, F next year. I'll just go to college instead. Like, I couldn't have done that. Like, did everyone's got enough credits?
Actually,
to just, like,
so I don't know if you remember. You may not have followed him because he was a big Kentucky recruiting target. Thon Maker, way back, I don't know, 2013 16, or 14 or 16 maybe. Yeah, somewhere in there. He originally was a reclass. And then he decided not to reclass. He was just going to stay in high school for his fourth year. And then he wanted to go pro. So the argument that they made was that he did graduate in 3 years, and his fourth year was a postgraduate year victory lap. So he was, in fact, 1 year removed from high school, despite being in high school for only 4 years and not going to college. And it worked. And he got to go to the NBA after that. Never to be heard from again.
No, that's not exactly fair. He plays with the Rio Grande Valley Vipers right now. Okay, so. But that's crazy. That's a good argument.
Leave a message in the comments. Leave a message in the comments if you've heard of Thon Maker one day after he said he wasn't going to come to Kentucky. I mean, it's just didn't happen.
but he wasn't that good. Like, would he have been? That is crazy though. Did they plan that the whole time, or was it just like he was like, I already set out the year, so like whatever. Or I already like graduated. I don't want to go to college. I'm kind of not that good at basketball. That's probably what happened. They play with the Bucks for 3 years, played the Pistons. He was in the league for like 5 years. He's the 10th pick overall. That's pretty good. He got paid at least.
He was ass. Brown.
Never mind.
Anything else about the Brown game, fellas? I mean, this is just, you know, classic get right game, right?
For what it's worth, Torvik has a game score, trying to note how each team played in a game. Mm-hmm. And this was Kentucky's highest game score since Jackson State.
Mm. Okay.
He gave us a 98 out of 100.
Oh, nice.
And recently we've been a little lower than that, so that is nice to see a bounce back.
Good. On to, and that's it. There's no other like sneaky one. It's all conference from here on out, right? Yeah. Oh boy.
Yep.
It sure is.
Yep,
it's gonna be fun.
Yeah, this stretch is gonna be interesting.
I like the first
fellas.
3 games.
With that, we'll take a break, and then we'll be back with our Florida preview. When it comes to personal protection, Gainesville, Florida trusts Golden Standard Security, known for their professionalism and unwavering commitment to safety. Golden Standard provides a full range of services to address stalking, harassment, and other security concerns. Their team of highly trained experts specializes in advanced surveillance, personal escorts, and customized protection plans. With their reputation for excellence, Golden Standard Security ensures that every client receives peace at the highest level of care. Golden Standard Security isn't just a name, it's a promise, because when it comes to safety, nothing less will do. Use promo code FloridaStatute 784.048 prohibits stalking, which is defined as the defendant willfully, maliciously, and repeatedly following, harassing, or cyberstalking another person. Maliciously means wrongfully, intentionally, and without legal justification or excuse, and tell them the catechin sent you. Fellas, we got the Gators coming up. How are we feeling?
Golden, man. I think we're going to be all right. I mean, they're undefeated, but, like, you know, looking at it, it'll be a good game. I think it's a perfect entry into the SEC. That was just so much to take in at one time, and that's what she said. But that's, whew.
Todd Golden, allegedly not a great guy.
Yeah, good basketball coach, it seems like.
hearing the same first source.
Source.
No, I think it'll be good. It'll be a challenge for sure. I think Florida is really good this year. We've only watched a couple of their games, but I think Walter Clayton's a stud.
Why
I've only watched a couple of their games.
No, why do you think they're good?
Well, I mean, I think their offense is good, and I think their defense is good. I don't know. I don't know how else to explain it.
If we had the same schedule as them, do you think we'd have the same record?
It'd be tough. I think that maybe, but I mean, North Carolina and Clemson are similar, and Arizona State, Ohio State, would be pretty similar, common opponents. So maybe, maybe not. They don't have the wins we have, that's for sure. That's kind of their downside, because they don't have the top tier ones.
It's tough because our losses aren't our toughest competitors. Like it's tough to do an apples to apples when you beat the teams that are really good on your schedule and lose to a couple others that are also good teams, but not the elite competition that you play. So,
well, I think our best wins are better, but like our losses are, obviously
right.
We don't have losses, but the teams we've lost to are the best teams they've beaten type teams, you know, similar. It could go either way, but I think that's the only comparison I could really make between the two.
Right.
So how do you guys see the game going then?
Go ahead, Ben.
I hope it's back and forth. I think, like I said, I think their offense is good. I think that they also try to take a lot of threes. I don't think they get quite as many up as we do. And I know we don't get as many up as we wish we did. But I think that they hit them at an above average clip. I think they shoot an above average amount of them. I think that they're better at us at forcing turnovers, but our offense is now the best in the country at not turning the ball over. So if we can keep that up, that's huge. Like I said, I hope it's close. Interesting game. I'm so ready for some good basketball after this long break.
I think Kentucky will win the game. I think it'll be, like you say, kind of back and forth. They again, to not lose through this part of the year, it's tough to do no matter who you're playing. They had a couple, you know, good wins with North Carolina, Arizona State, and played basically nobody else in the top 100. They really haven't played anybody in the top 100 outside of those, them and Florida State. Yeah, not a great out-of-conference strength of schedule, but when the SEC has 14 quad one wins or quad one games in a row for you, it doesn't really matter. So I'm looking forward to it, though. It'll be a real,
now they beat North Carolina, but are we sure North Carolina's good?
No, it's just the best one they have.
Yeah. Like that's the thing is I'm not willing to put the fraud label on Florida. I don't think they're a top five team. Or
no, I don't
are
think
they
so
top
either.
Five now or they're certainly in the top 10, right?
Let's see.
I think so. I think it is a top 10 matchup. I was interested to see that we stayed in the top 10 after our loss and kind of skeptical that maybe it was because they wanted to force a top 10 matchup here. But I don't know what they're ranked and don't have it pulled up.
I think as we get into SEC play, and there's not going to be a lot of opportunities to show this because in the preseason, you know, the SEC has done well, but I feel like there's got to be some of these teams that are paper tigers.
I mean, you'd think
or,
so,
or
but then
Gators.
You look and see, let's hope it's paper. But like, most of these teams have beaten some teams. Now, looking at Florida, though, they might very well be that, given, you know, two quality wins, I mean, ish. They don't have any, what, one quad one win, I guess. And yeah, really not that great. They've been blowing out everybody for the last little while. Yeah.
One thing that concerns me a little is that we've been sort of an average offensive rebounding team. We've identified that as a point of struggle and a point that we need to work on. But we're not terrible. We're right around the average. But Florida is a great offensive rebounding team. So I'm hoping that that Amari and BG can get in there and keep them from having second chance opportunities that they usually get. Otherwise, I think if you, I mean, on Torvik, a lot of our percentages are very similar. A lot of the share of three pointers they take, the share of two pointers, the number of free throw. I mean, a lot of this is very similar. And so if we can take away a lot of their second chance opportunities where they've done pretty well this season, I think that would be huge for us.
Their only road game has been at Florida State, and Leonard Hamilton's like on his last legs coaching. this is like their first real road test. Everyone's going to be packed in there because it's Florida and because it's a top 10 matchup. So I think Rupp's going to be as good as Rupp can be. Just because of the limitations of Rupp Arena. But I feel like everyone's going to be turned up for that game. And I'm just like, Florida could beat us. Sure. I guess like if they really are as good as everyone's propping them up to be, but I'm skeptical if this Florida team's what everyone's making them out to be.
I really need some of the SEC teams to shake things up a little bit, and I'm sure that will just happen naturally as they play each other. But otherwise, I'm worried my analysis for every game is going to be like, well, they could beat us. It wouldn't be a terrible loss. I don't know. Everyone's good, and right now that's how it seems. Certainly, I think some teams will begin to pull away, and we'll have a better idea of the tiers of teams in the SEC when we all start playing each other again and again. But yeah,
I mean,
for right now, it's like, well, they don't have losses. They look good.
Within a week's time, they'll have played Kentucky, Tennessee, and Arkansas, two of three on the road. So we'll know Florida pretty quick within that 7-day stretch, I think, from Saturday to Saturday. So definitely, you know, I mean, yeah, it's I think it's they're number six, we're number 10 in the AP, if that's what we were looking for earlier. But I think if they had played this schedule, they'd probably have two losses, but it'd probably be the Duke and the Gonzaga loss,
right.
Honestly. Like, it'd be a little bit flipped, but I don't know. Well, actually, see, here's the thing. Even Ohio State and Clemson are both ranked higher in the net than any team they've played. So not even a great comparison on that end. So you might, I mean, you already were on to something, like, but I think I may even agree more. This might be a product of they are fourth in the net, but they, you know, they've done the blowout really bad teams by 35-40, which isn't easy to do, but then beat some moderately decent teams. But, I mean, even their resume, 39th, yeah, their only quad one win is North Carolina. It's their only quad one opportunity right now, but about to get another
and
one.
It does feel like something that people, if we do win this game, and I think we will, so I'll say win. When we do win this game, it feels like people's going to be like, well, Florida hasn't beaten anybody anyways, so.
Just don't be like that
dude,
for a
just
minute.
That's the way
probably.
It goes, though.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how people rationalize their opinions all the time.
Yeah, I'm just so tired of doing this dance all the time, you know? I know what's coming next, so.
Yeah, we don't play a quad two game until Calipari returns to Rupp, man. That's pretty crazy that it's all quad ones until that game. That's a quad two, though.
Hey, he beat Oakland, man.
Tore him up. Shouts.
That's a nice job in that. For him.
Nice to
took
see him
a couple
go
tries,
for that help.
Yeah.
Good for him.
Barely, man. I mean, they're built for March. That's what I heard, at least. That's what somebody told me.
Did you see where Greenberg was breaking down the SEC at halftime today? And then he's talking about these good players on the team. And then he gets to Arkansas. Like, he talks about all the contenders in the SEC. And he goes, in Arkansas, Bogey Fland. And I'm like, okay.
He tried. He tried his best.
Bogey Fland is good, though. So.
No, he's a good player. There's good players in all the SEC. Oh, my gosh.
Boogie's fun to watch, too.
Yeah, I like him. But Florida, I guess. Sorry, I keep wanting to do an Arkansas preview. Like that one's gonna be.
No, that one's
one's
my bad. I just saw they were the first
we'll
Q2
there.
Opportunity in a while. It'll be a bit of a respite for us. That'll be nice.
I guess my only other real point of concern with this game is that we've been talking in many of our previous episodes about our good 3-point defense numbers, and trying to figure out whether that is. You know, we allow their bad players to shoot threes, so they get a lot of high-volume, low-percentage threes up, or if we've just gotten lucky or what. Florida has an even better three-point defense than we do. They're only allowing 26 percent of their opponent's threes to go in. So if they can keep us from hitting threes, that really hurts our game plan, obviously. So, I mean, definitely there's a couple causes for concern here, but I think that would be true of many of the SEC teams. I mean, I'd likewise be concerned with any of these other teams we're looking at and thinking of as being the top of the league right now. Auburn or Tennessee or Alabama, they're just some scary teams out there. But I think we're
I
one of
think
them, and I look forward to it.
same. I think their 3-point defense, it's got to be partially inflated by the fact that they've played so many sub 200 teams, honestly, because they haven't played the worst schedule in the world, but it's damn near the worst schedule in the world. Let's see.
The 3-point defense that I've always been kind of skeptical of, because it does feel like there's quite a bit of luck involved in that too.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's fair.
you can really only do so much to affect that. Like, yeah, you can run guys off the line, but when it comes down to it, it feels like it's mostly affected by, like, did this guy just happen to make the shot or not? So that'll be good until it's not. Like the Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, Hamidou Diallo, like that team, for a good majority of that season, they were the number one 3-point defense in the country. Nobody thought we had the best 3-point defense in the country. They just
That's
happened to
fair.
not make them. So
Okay.
I've always been skeptical of that stat. I'm Man, I'm coming across like a big time Florida hater right now.
Hater.
I just don't really believe in them because
There's
I
just
haven't
not a
seen
lot
it.
to that they haven't shown it really. I mean, they haven't really had a ton of opportunity, but they've played three sub 300 teams in the net, which is that's a lot of teams to play. I mean, they played seven quad
Yeah,
four games.
so
Yeah.
KenPom has us just inside the top 100 for strength of schedule. They have Florida at just outside the top 200. So
Oh,
definitely
jeez.
below average. Not great strength of schedule so far, whereas ours has been pretty good. Hopefully and we've got old guys. You know, we're an experienced team. I just hope they're ready for league play.
I think they'll come out fine. I honestly think that Ohio State loss might end up paying some dividends down the road with how it can get when you don't show up. That's going to be any night in the SEC, as you'll find a team like Ohio State that could beat you, you know, if you show up a little
Yeah.
lackadaisical like that.
Well, if you fail to hit shots and they hit all theirs, that definitely results in a loss sometimes.
It is a make and miss sport, that's for sure, right? How many can we fit in? Board
Well, they
meetings,
won't
Dave.
make them. They won't make them. We have one of the best 3-point defenses in the country, guys.
I don't know how you can talk out of both sides of your mouth so efficiently, but I do love it.
So, Walter Clayton, definitely the guy to keep an eye on for this game, right? And I take your Walter Clayton and I raise you a Lamont Butler on him.
Sure.
Yeah. I think that's fine. He does score the ball pretty well. He does, well, he's kind of inefficient though, huh? Like, he does score at a high clip, but let's see.
They play a couple guys a ton, and in bench minutes. They only get like 30% of their minutes from bench guys. So their starters play a ton. Their bench isn't super deep anyway. I think they play two fewer guys than we do, and just don't share those minutes quite a bit. So some foul trouble would be great,
We are playing
especially
in
on
the
some of those key
SEC.
guys.
This is the SEC. Real foul happy. We're
Yeah,
back to
I need to
HD
look up
basketball,
and see.
baby.
I need to look up and see what their points of emphasis are this year because that's always really interesting and mentioned 1,000 times at the beginning of the season. So,
For the refs, yeah.
who knows? Yeah, right.
From what I was seeing, they have a their big man is good defensively, so that could cause some issues with us finishing around the rim and stuff like that. So that's definitely, something to keep an eye on. But make your shots.
Didn't they have like
We
that
make our
seven
shots and
foot
feel good about
nine
this.
kid that they redshirted? Like, imagine being 8 feet tall and having a redshirt, bro.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
7'9", 305.
Wow, he's 305. He's not like, you know, a wisp in the wind. He's
Well,
still, you got some meat
and
on him.
I remember this summer some
what?
people said, like,
Stop. He's got some
some
what?
meat.
We can move on. We can move on. Sorry,
Some
Ben.
people this summer were saying like that dude's going to be a problem, and I don't think so. And obviously he's redshirting this year, but like I don't know that I think he will be long term either. It's not like this is some guy that snuck under the radar. The kid went to IMG. He was a, and he was 7 foot 6, I think, in high school. Like, people knew who he was, knew how tall he was, and Bruce Painter didn't get him. I mean, it's not like he was Matt Painter?
Matt
Matt
Painter,
Painter.
yeah.
Yeah, I was a little
Matt
confused.
Painter.
Yeah, go ahead.
But I was like, I'm fishing smart guy.
It's not like he's this stud that everyone overlooked. He went to one of the most visible high schools in the country and just isn't very good at basketball at this point.
Probably not
And
nice
yet
I
he
was
can
at
d
this point.
he can dunk without jumping, but also you've got to get him the ball and he has to not drop it, so.
Oh man, that's almost worse than being never hooping at all, I feel like. Being
His
so
name is
bamboo.
Olivier, I'm thinking Rue, the way it looks like, and he's from,
Rio, maybe? Yeah.
yeah, and he's from Terrebonne, Canada. He's French Canadian, dude. I'm sleeping on him. I don't care. I'm scared
Slept.
of a Frenchman.
Well, and he's not playing this year anyway.
Yeah.
He's probably not going to play most years.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
Seven
boy, is he
foot nine,
tall.
you can't. Man.
I do love the tall players, though. Love them. Taco Fall, Simbular, Mamadou Ndiaye.
Taco
Kenny
Fall's the
George.
tallest person I've ever seen in my life.
Saw him in person?
Yeah. UCF played at
Oh, cool.
Alabama.
Oh, sweet.
Why were you at Alabama then? I'm just kidding.
I
Just
got a family
hanging
friend
out.
that was like, I think a tutor for him while he was in high school. Taco Fall.
Simbular was huge when he came to the Spectrum. I was like, damn, that guy's massive. He's like 7 foot 5, dude.
Braden, did you have a Taco Fall story for us? Because me and
No,
Ben shared ours.
that's so great. You guys had stories about Taco Fall. I didn't. No, I didn't. I
Sad.
didn't have a story about Taco
Friend of
Fall.
the
Not
show,
on.
Taco Fall. Friend of the show, Taco Fall.
I went bowling with Kenneth Faried once. I did that.
It's pretty cool.
It's not as cool as Taco Fall, apparently. Seeing him in person is a big deal. I guess I just really missed the
Seeing
boat
him
on
at
that
a
one.
game I paid, seeing him at a game I paid to see, yeah.
That's like saying I caught me and Kobe
We're
Bryant
pretty
hung out at the
close.
Jazz game. Yeah. I tried to play that once. I went to a Lakers game, or like Kobe was in the Delta Center, and I was like, yeah, I was just with Kobe last night. They're like, you went to the game. I was like, I was with Kobe last night, so not a big deal. But I was in the same building, so.
I've been, yeah, that's what I say. I've been in the same room as DaBaby because he was at a Hornets game at the same time as me. So, we've run into similar circles before. So,
Is he the most
did
famous person that was at that game? I feel like some of the players would have outdone him, but maybe
Are
not.
you just talking about another time you failed to call me when you were in Charlotte?
This was like 3 years ago.
So yes, is
So yeah, I was gonna say,
the answer.
I don't believe your phone rang, and yeah.
Were you in
But
Charlotte? Check. Did you call me X? Yep, failed to
no.
call me in Charlotte.
In the past 6 months, I think I've been to Charlotte like easily like six times, and I've let you know once, and I apologize for that.
Dang, that's how many times it was? I thought it was like twice, and you just let him down once. It was 5 other times? That's pretty crazy.
At least three. At least I've been to Charlotte at least three times
That you
since
didn't call
October.
him?
No, I called him.
Oh,
I didn't call him. I texted him. Me and
okay.
Ben aren't there yet.
Oh, man. I've been to Charlotte twice. Did I find him both times? Yeah, it was twice. And I texted you both times then, I
You
think.
certainly let me know once.
Well, you picked me up once, but the other time
Yeah.
I also let you know, and that's how you found out I was in Charlotte,
Well,
because otherwise you
you let
wouldn't
him
have
know as you
gone.
were leaving Charlotte, not as you arrived in Charlotte.
Yes, when you entered the city after he dropped you off at the airport, yes.
So it's
Yeah.
specifically like when I get there, not when I'm there at some point, that doesn't count, because that seems like it would count to me, but that's okay.
Correct.
Okay. No. The baby was not at the Charlotte airport when I was there, so you win that one. And
So who's your player to the
all right.
game for the Florida game?
Forgot what we were doing, honestly.
Was your MVP predictions?
Let's think about this. It's gonna be Amari. It's gonna be Amari. He's gonna be big in the post. I think he's gonna have a little breakout game scoring wise. I think he's gonna finally dunk that thing that half of Rupp is screaming for. They don't want to see him lay it up anymore. They want to see him house that thing. I think he will.
I think I most want it to be one of the bigs, Amari or BG. But I'm going to go with Lamont Butler.
Very cool. And for me, board man gets paid. Give me Jackson Robinson.
So Kawhi and Amari and Butler. Cool. Okay, cool.
I missed an opportunity to use the Seltzer nickname here, but.
But okay. You're going to pick White Claw?
It'll catch on.
I think Jeff's so good.
To close the show out, fellas, we will be making our SEC predictions, and we'll have it by next episode. And the one that comes in last place will be doing something from the bet wheel.
Which is new and improved. What's on it?
What are we doing from the bet wheel? We got a foot bet, puppet bet, karaoke, standing, an interview of a guest of your choice. Volunteer at a homeless shelter or soup kitchen, and then do a get ready with me video.
I knew it was still going to be on there. Let's go.
So the only one will come in last place. That's it.
Is there no ear piercing? I thought Ben specifically wanted that one on there because I know I said I was a little hesitant, but I'll do it, and then, you know, everyone can be proud of Ben because he got me to do it.
Ben wanted to say a slur as
yeah, but we I think we ended it ears piercing because and with frosted Ben. Tips. So Ben, you win. We'll put it in
Liars.
There. That's for you, buddy.
All right, we're doing it. Here we go.
Oh wait, we're spinning. Oh my god.
Oh, we're spinning. It's another puppet bet. I really got to finish
Love
these
it.
Puppets. All right.
Wait,
this is my way of the
climactic. Wait. No. I can't go down like that. Okay, we already got. But you can't have two in a row. The only two times you do the puppet bet or did the wheel. The first time is puppet. Slices off the table till it gets relit, okay? Next bet has to have that off the table. So you can put ear piercing in there for puppet bet, and we can go from there. Because that was Ben's suggestion. So he was happy about this one. He'll be happy about that
Dude,
one.
I might tank.
Tank puppet bet. You can't see what I'm saying? The whole integrity of the thing is gone now. You can't
Dude,
tank for a puppet bet.
Should we re-spin?
South Carolina's going to win the SEC. Georgia, LSU, real contenders.
Damn, I forgot about us.
We're respinning, boys. We can't do that. We can't do that.
Okay, so, but hold on. Let's replace Puppet Bet with something. It doesn't have to be ear piercing, no matter how bad Ben wants it.
Ben, do you have a suggestion for the bet wheel?
I don't.
We don't do it.
Okay, I got this. Hold on.
Can't see very far away. See if
it's
yeah,
no, top voted
we,
comment. So the loser will have to say something off of the top comment of a video to be decided later.
I like it. I like that. I'm down with it. I'm down with all of it though. So
here we
for
go.
Piercing. That's too far. Oh my god! If it's to get ready with me, I'm gonna quit the podcast.
Bet wheel time. Bet wheel part two. Here we go.
Can't look.
Let's go. Let's go.
What did it land on? What did it land on?
Bet.
I can't.
It's a foot bet. Let's go.
I'm fine with that. I don't even give a shit. That's fine. I'm fine with foot bet.
All right.
That's
we'll
perfect.
Show our SEC standings predictions next episode. And by the end of the SEC regular season, we'll find out, you know, who's going to show up for the little
piggies. Yeah, I was going to say, do the dogs bark at the SEC tournament? Is that where we're letting them live? You know, do they?
Ooh.
Do they get out in Nashville a little bit? Who knows? We'll see. How are we going to score it, though? We'll get all that figured out.
We'll figure it out.
Okay, cool.
I'll AI do it.
That's fair. All right, let's ride. That's fine. I'm good with that. Ben, you're going to show them feet up, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Can't wait.
Everyone gets to pick the color of the polish. I'm assuming this is toenails painted.
Oh, I'm going to get a pedicure for a four. If I lose, I'll absolutely be in. I'll be at least nails down the street. You can look at us. They do good work over there.
I'll show my feet. I draw the line at my toenails.
I'll get the entirety of the SEC with an order of finish. I'll get that on each toe.
Ooh.
Yeah, if I'm dead last, for sure. I'll get the correct standings. Ooh, I almost want to tank for this. Nah, I'll try. I'll do good. It's almost like a prize, though. You know what I mean?
That's how I felt about
All
the
right.
puppets.
Exactly.
Braden just really wants to paint his toenails, and that's cool.
It's
You
not
saw
really.
Hamilton in person,
That's
and he wants to paint his toenails. You know.
dog. I'm hell yeah. Your girlfriend's favorite podcaster. Okay, that's fine. No, I really do want to do that though. I'm really looking forward to that. And also, Kansas lost today, so that was kind of sick.
Let's go. All right, fellas, any closing thoughts before we wrap this bad boy up?
Nothing for me.
Very
no.
cool. All right, everybody, thank you for joining the Catechin. Please like and subscribe and comment down below. We'll chit-chat it up with you. For Ben, for Braden, I'm Jared. It's the Catechin. Go Cats.
Go Cats.